I come in peace. I'm pretty sure some of what I've got to say here is gonna ruffle some feathers. From my distaste for coaching that reads more like therapy in disguise, to my misgivings about using AI in coaching, or even my view that widely accepted standards of coaching competence fall quite short of the full picture. At best, I'm gonna challenge some people to reconsider whatever approaches or views they may well hold dear. At best. More likely, I run the risk of outright offending or even alienating them. And that includes, possibly, you. This is a risk I need to take, and it's not because I'm out to pick a fight. My loyalty here lies with coachees. Oh, and would-be coachees, if only they saw coaching for the genuine opportunity it can be. Causing lots of would-be coachees to become actual coachees is another aim of mine for this work. Anyway, my loyalty, again, lies with coachees, specifically them getting the best, most positive difference-making for their lives that coaching is capable of. And, oh boy, is it capable a lot. Which is why when I see folks, not just myself, paying, both in time and money, for something that is much less, that really chafes. My loyalty here lies with coachees and the results that they have at stake. Everything else is secondary to that. So know this, if you care most about the end results your clients get, then we are on the same team. If I make an assertion that smarts, try to see beyond the affront to consider whether what I'm saying might actually help you to help your clients. Like a coat off the rack in a store, I invite you to try whatever on and see how it fits. If you don't like it, you can always take it off and put it back. I won't be offended. But if it fits, perhaps surprisingly well, if whatever it is gives you something that you like and can use as a contribution to your craft, well, that's what I'm going for. I come in peace.